Auckland wrote to me from Wakerley. He said, Breeny, I'll be all for the GF to be in Brisbane again, as my son and I were part of the unlucky few who lost their tickets because of COVID. Oh, Lachlan, that's right. When they had to reduce the crowd by 75%. Lachlan, well, I'm going to keep Lachlan's details. If that grand final comes to Brisbane, we're going to look after Lachlan and his son. Now, to find out if it could come to Brisbane, I've got the boss of the NRL Commission on the line, Peter Volandis. Thanks for joining us this afternoon, Peter.
My pleasure, Neil.
Now, we know what's happened. The New South Wales government's dudded the NRL, backed down on an agreement, cited the floods and all this other stuff. So I want to leave that aside. What I want to talk about is the possibility of the grand final moving from Sydney and the bidding process. Where do you go from here and how real is this prospect?
Look, we're looking at all options now. So it is a real prospect because that is an option. And we've got a very good relationship with the Queensland government. They're always a pleasure to deal with. We had a very successful grand final there last year. So there is a precedent. And look, there's a bit of taste in our mouth what's happened here in New South Wales. You know, they've reneged an agreement. You just can't cherry pick which agreements you honour and which you don't. You know, and, you know, to use the excuse that they want the money for the floods is, you know, really not credible because the amount of money we're talking about is minute when you look at the overall billions that are spent on budgets, and they could certainly look after the floods and they could certainly honour their agreements. For us, it's more the principle that if you make an agreement, you honour it. It's like you. If you have an employment agreement with your radio station and they don't pay you, well, you'd be pretty upset. And that's where we are in the NRL.
Yeah, because, Peter, if we went through the politics of New South Wales, but in the last state budget, they handed out money like it was confetti across the board. They had money for this, money for that, money for the other. It was absolutely incredible. And as you say, people can talk about, oh, they don't need this for that stadium, whatever. The fact was the deal was there. They'd gone back on the ANZ stadium rebuild, instead promised you that they would build all these other places and haven't done it. If you do open up the grand final, Peter Volandis, we're less than 2 months away from the grand final. October 2 is the date. You'd have to start selling tickets soon. This would have to be decided inside the next week, I'd imagine.
No, you're right, Neil. We'd like to give our fans as much notice as possible, so we will make a decision in the next week, possibly by the end of this week. The commission. This is a decision of the commission. It's not my decision alone. We have to look at our legal opinions that we're going to get and what the ramifications are if we take it to Queensland with the current agreement that we have with the New South Wales government. The last thing we want is
them to sue you.
There has to be in breach of their agreement. So there's a little bit to play out. But look, rugby league is so good and it's the greatest game for all that the tickets will sell like hotcakes once they come out anyway. So I don't think there's going to be any problem selling the tickets, especially if it went to Brisbane. I think that'd be sold within 48 hours.
If you decide to take it away from New South Wales because they reneged on the agreement, would Brisbane have competition from, say, the MCG because the AFL Grand Finals the week earlier, the new stadium, Optus Stadium in Perth? Would you expect they'd have a crack too?
Look, they probably would have the crack, if we did go down this path, it opens us the opportunity to do it like a Super Bowl, where we have it as a destination event in a particular city in Australia, which promotes the game and also promotes the tourism in that state. But look, we're hoping that the New South Wales government does abide by its agreement and does the right thing and all this goes away. But if it doesn't, look, as I said, all options are on the table.
Oh, well, the bloke who was integral in the deal, Stuart Ayres, isn't there anymore. You'll have to find someone to negotiate with. Peter Volandis, the NRL Commission Chair, thanks for your time this afternoon on Brisbane Live.
My pleasure, Neil.